So, in response to your first question as to the progression of Krishna's situation from my childhood till now, I think we can study it under four topics. So that would be, first one would be the situation in 1947, then what happened in 1953, then what happened in 1971, then what happened in 1984, and then what happened in 1989 and onwards. And 1947, in a nutshell, the situation was rather emerging. It was not definitive as far as the state of Jammu and Kashmir is concerned, whether they should accede to Pakistan or India. And then the war between India and Pakistan, which was started probably by Pakistan, sending those people from Waziristan, those are Kabylis. I mean, they live in mountains and they didn't have any normal education and they were just backward people. So they were told that. In fact, something had happened earlier in Jammu. There had been communal tensions. Some Muslims had been killed or Hindus had been killed and people had shifted from one place to another. So the situation was very fluid. There was a lot of political rhetoric between India and Pakistan. They were in a state of denial in a way. That if Pakistan was saying, okay, let us do this, India was saying, we will not do it. If India was saying, let us do this, Pakistan was saying, we will not do this. So in this situation, the state of Jammu and Kashmir was pressed hard for claiming any sense of peace and stability. Sheikh Abdullah at that time was very active. He was representing the people of Kashmir vis-a-vis Pakistan and India, and British control was almost there to a certain extent. So there was a lot of political discussions, meetings between these three factions, let me call it that way, India, Pakistan and Kashmir. So it was decided that there should be a plebiscite in the valley, and while as the places like Jammu and Azad Kashmir had already decided their fate, so we will have plebiscite in Kashmir, whether they want to go with India or they want to go with Pakistan. During that time, Sheikh Abdullah was in a position of authority in Kashmir. He decided that no, we will not go either with Pakistan or India, we will be an independent state. With, of course, connections with both the countries and all that. So the matter was taken to the United Nations, and United Nations decided that within 6 months, a plebiscite should be held in the valley and let the people of the Kashmir decide where to go. So this was the first part. After that, whatever happened, this Sheikh Abdullah won the elections. They say that the elections were rigged and all that, but he won the elections and he signed an agreement with Delhi that till the time the plebiscite is held, Kashmir should have an autonomous, should be an autonomous state within the framework of India. They conceded the foreign affairs, the defense and the communications to India. Rest, all the matters will be decided by this the autonomous Kashmir administration. But in 1953, there was a sudden move from India. Sheikh Abdullah was demoted. He was arrested and put behind the bars for almost 11 years at a stretch. And they gave the prime ministership of Jammu and Kashmir state to Bakshi Ghulam Ahmad, who formed the Constituent Assembly and passed the law of accession with India in that assembly. So this was the second phase. And the third phase was in 1971, when after 11, 12 years or whatever, Sheikh Abdullah was released from the jail, and Indira Gandhi and Sheikh Abdullah decided, they had a meeting and they decided what to do about Kashmir. So during all this period, the element of plebiscite had gone away. It wasn't no more there in the discussion. But Sheikh Abdullah was promised that and internal autonomy to the state of Jammu and Kashmir will be upheld by the Indian Parliament. Because in 1951, they had already passed a law, which was known as Article 370, which conceded and confirmed the autonomous state of Jammu and Kashmir. So this was ratified by Indira Abdullah Accord in 1971. But later on, then Abdullah demanded that he should be given those rights which as an autonomous state Jammu and Kashmir should have. Those were not given by the Indian state to him. They were dilly-dallying and they didn't confirm this thing. So then Sheikh Abdullah, who was the chief minister of Jammu and Kashmir at that time, he was removed. The elections were called. Sheikh Abdullah won the elections and he became the chief minister. And then Kashmir saw for the first time a period of about 5-6 years of peace and stability. Then after Sheikh Abdullah died, things again started going from bad to worst. Different parties with different manifestos were coming up, like Jamaat-e-Islami was coming. They were far rightists. They fought the elections, they won some certain seats. Sayyid Ali Gilani was their representative in the J&K Assembly. But then they thought that since the state of Indian state is, you know, diluting the state of accession to India of J&K by diluting the status by introducing different laws which could not be imposed on Jammu and Kashmir. So a different electoral front came up, which was known as Muslim United Front, which was led by Jamaat-e-Islami and far-rightist groups of the political spectrum. And then the elections came of Farooq Abdullah, who was representing the National Congress, which was the strongest party at that time in Jammu and Kashmir. The next party was Congress, which was the official party of the state of India. But they didn't have that much hold in Jammu and Kashmir. But National Congress was very, very solid there. But when Muslim United Front under the leadership of Gilani came, they said that we will fight the elections. There was a person among them who later on became Sayyid Salahuddin. He was a teacher. And in the elections, he lost the elections, which nobody believed. I mean, Indians didn't believe that he could lose. So elections were rigged to such an extent that MUF failed to achieve its purpose of grabbing the power in Jammu and Kashmir, and they didn't take it lightly. Of course, it was done with the connivance of the central government. And then later, this Sayyid Salahuddin went to Pakistan along with his four friends who became later the armed leaders like Yasin Malik, Javed Mir, Majid, and Javed. So they armed themselves, they talked Pakistan into helping them, and in 1989 the armed struggle started in Kashmir and is continuing till now. When the government of India decided that we should take away Article 370, by that we should integrate the state of Jammu and Kashmir completely with India. So this is the situation which happened during my lifetime.